This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Bharatiya Janata Party-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India Bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of the total of 288 seats, the BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. The Congress has won 16 seats, while the NCP Sharad Pawar's group has bagged 10. The Shiv Sena secured 20 seats and have won 12. Mahayuti coalition comprises of BJP, Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, out of the total of 81 seats, the ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats, while the Congress won 16 seats, RJD won 4 seats, BJP has got 21 seats, and others have won 6 seats. The India Bloc comprises of JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, and the Communist Party of India Marxist. The Prime Minister and the senior BJP leader, Narendra Modi, has said that the party's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for the good governance and development. Addressing the party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said that the poll result is a defeat of the negative politics. He said that the party has shown their trust in BJP in the by-polls held across several states. He said that it signifies that the people only want development. He thanked the women, the farmers and the youth for imposing their trust in the party. Mr. Modi said that this is the third consecutive time that the BJP has emerged as the largest party in Maharashtra, which is undoubtedly a historic feat. He added that the victory is a stamp to the BJP's governance model. Mr. Modi mentioned that when it comes to the good governance, the country trusts not only the BJP and the NDA. The Prime Minister said that the Maharashtra has strengthened to resolve the Viksit Bharat. Reacting to the poll result, the Congress said that the party will analyze the Maharashtra Assembly election results. Briefing the media in New Delhi last evening, the senior Congress leader, Jairam Ramesh, said that the party has assumed that it will get the mandate in the state. Mr. Ramesh asserted that the party will not step back from its agenda and continue to raise the social and economic issues. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of the winter session of the parliament. The meeting will be presided over by the Defence Minister, Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek the support from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till the 20th of December. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, undertook a three-day official visit to Italy from today. He will travel to Fujian, Italy, and to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as the guest country. He is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and the other participating nations in the G7-related engagement and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also participate in the 10th edition of the MED Mediterranean Dialogue in Rome. Dr. Jaishankar will also inaugurate the new premises of the Embassy of India in Rome. In Pakistan's Rishtrive, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, at least 37 people were killed and the others injured in the tribal sectarian violence over the last 24 hours. The clashes between Alazai and the Bagan tribes in Khurram district, bordering Afghanistan in northwest Pakistan, took place following Thursday's attack on a convoy of passenger vans near Parachinar, in which 47 people were killed. Chief Minister Ali has issued clear instructions to resolve all the issues through the dialogue and negotiations, ensuring the long-term stability in this region. Police said the tribes are targeting each other with heavy and automatic weapons. In cricket, India will resume the second innings from overnight score of 172 without a loss against India on the third day of the opening test match at the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning.